We are learning Masechet Pesachim without Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Chav Gimel Amud Beis. By the Gemara, it says Minayim, four lines from the bottom. We had here one of the Rabbanon, Yosef Ahum Rabbanon, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeini, and he told him from Mishum Melevi that the two other drashas from Chizkiyah and Rav Avoh, he doesn't hold them, and therefore there's no makar that Shar HaNitzkal and Chametz HaPesach is Asa Ba'ana. So they wanted to know where the Rabbanon was saying this Rabbanon who was sitting in front of Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini was trying to come up with a drasha that teaches us that Shar Niskal Chametz Pesach Asmana. So it says Menayin. The Chsiv Kol Chatas Ashiyuva Medaman. The pasuk says that any chatas is not talking about chatas pnimiyas. There's two types of chatas. There's chatas pnimiyas, which means chatas that are brought, the blood of the chatas brought into the heichal, and it's chatas chitzanis, regular chatas. So halacha is a regular chatas, if the blood of regular chatas lands up going into the heichal, the whole carbon is possible. And it says in the pasuk, "V'chol chatas ashayuva medam el el moed." Any chatas that the dam has brought el moed, the chab b'kaidish lo yisoyichel, lo yisoyichel, beis yisar. You shouldn't eat it; you have to burn it. So you have a pasuk here. It says you have to burn the chatas that the dam went into the heichal. Shein tamalei beis yisarif. L'chayr, what do you need it for? We'll see, because you have a different pasuk that says that the halacha is that you have to burn it. Umat tamalei beis yisarif. Meini inyan legufa. It's not teaching us for the halacha of chatas chisaynes. Because you have a pasuk already, v'hinei seref, t'nu inyan l'chol surim shivatayra. The Braitzer is saying like Amora is saying like this, that we already know from the story of Moshe Rabbeinu with the seir nachshain on the Rosh Chodesh Nisan that they burnt it, and the whole shaila was there why he burnt it. So Moshe told them, or maybe the reason why you burnt it is because you brought the dam into the heichal. And he said, "Hein loy huva as dama el akayus pnima." He didn't bring it inside, so it's mavuyah from those pesukim that if you bring the dam inside, you get it burnt. So why do you need this pasuk if you already know from the other pasuk? So it must be it's extra pasuk that says here loy soichel loy siyachel veish tisarif. That will teach us if it's not needed for a chatas that the dam is brought inside. It will teach us that other things that are isabah achila asabah hanal, which is what shor niskal and Chametz Pesach. Where do you see Yisahana? That says, Meina Inyan, La'achila, through Inyan L'Sahana. Since you don't need a pasuk to tell you Shara Niskal or Chametz Pesach's Asava Achila, so this extra pasuk will tell us Yisahana. So basically, it's Meina Inyan. And Inyan means you don't need it for the parasha of Dam that's brought into the Heichel. So using it for a different type of Yisahachila, which is Shara Niskal and Chametz Pesach, and there you don't need it in the Yisahachila, therefore you say it's talking about Yisahana. Especially, it says Be'esh Yisarev, so it makes a lot of sense that it's also Bahana, like Taisha speaks out. Maybe you'll tell me now that Shohar Niskol and Chavos Pesach is Dafka B'Sreifa. On Makra, Be'kodesh Be'esh Yisarev. The Loshon HaPasuk is Be'kodesh Be'esh Yisarev. Mashma Dafka B'kodesh it needs Esh Yisarev, everywhere else not. B'kodesh B'Sreifa, Ben Kol Surum Shavutar B'Sreifa, all those Surum, even if they'll be Asa Bahana, they will not need Sreifa. So that's the first attempt at the Pshat that the Amora brings down, that we're learning of the Pasuk of Chatos, that there, in Indian for Chatos, using it for Shohar Niskal and Chametz Pesach as Asa Bahana. Break the Gemara Kasha, we need this Pasuk. Pasuk is needed. V'hai B'kodesh B'esh Yisarev, L'hochid Asa, is it coming for Chametz Pesach? Ham B'ayla like Rav Shimon, we need it for Rav Shimon, Tanya Rav Shimon, Reimer. B'kodesh B'esh Yisarev, Limin Al Chatos, Shasarf Nais V'kodesh. It teaches us that a chatas that has to be burnt, that's possible, you have to burn it in the Azara. You can't burn it out of the Azara. And you learn from this pasuk, V'kodesh B'esh Yisarev, there's a special place in the Azara called the Beis Hadeshen, and that's where they burnt these kabanas. So you need this pasuk, teaches us halacha. V'eli lazub v'ap, psuli kachikachim, psulim of kachikachim, for example, Rashi says, mincha, oilo, asham that became tamei, or the dam spilled out, or a mincha that you weren't makter the kaimitz, or v'muri kachim kalim. How do you know these things menayin that has to be burnt inside the dazara? Tamalem v'chol v'kayish beis yisarev. With the pasuk of v'chol, the beginning of that pasuk says v'chol chatas hashayuv v'odam al oil moed chav v'kayish le'toichel beis yisarev. So the marshal speaks out that the make a drasha from v'chol is going at the end of the pasuk v'chol v'kayish beis yisarev teaches us that anything that's possible in the Kodesh is Be'esh Tisarev, has to be burnt in the Kodesh. Now Rashi just speaks out the Muri Kachim Kalim only have to, only a Muri Kachim Kalim, that means the limbs of a Kachim Kalim that are brought in Mizbeach, that has to, if that becomes possible, has to be burnt in Da'a Zara. But the Basar of a Kachim Kalim, for example, the Basar of Shlomim, that could be eaten in the whole Yerushalayim, of course that could be burnt in all Yerushalayim, it does not have to be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash if it becomes possible. Just the Muri Kachim Kalim. But Kapadim, the Gemara is asking, this Pasuk that by Chatas, by Eish Yisarev, is a very needed Pasuk. You need this Pasuk to teach us that you have to burn the thing, the burn the kachim in the Kaidish, in the Azara. So it's back Shver. This was Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman. He asked this to Hurma Abanon. He asked him, Lachar, we need this Pasuk. I'm a lay, so Rabbanon answered, no, I have different makar for Shar Niskal and Chavis Pasuk. I'm a lay. Rabbi Yenison Rabbach Mahaikra Kamala. Your Rabbi Rabbi Yenison learns it, learn from this Pasuk. In the Pasuk it says, regarding the Shivas in Meha Meluim, when they were setting up the Mishkan, they brought Kabbalahs for 7 days before. Vim Yevastem Abisar HaMeluim Menalechem Ara Baiker. So it says in the Pasuk there, Vesuravdas Anoisa Ba'esh Lo Yachal Ki Kaidashu. That's the Lashon HaPasuk. Shein Tam Lo Yachal. You don't have to tell me you can't eat it. Ma Tam Lo Yachal. Meni Legufe Dachsiv. You don't eat it for itself. Dachsiv Vesuravdas Anoisa Ba'esh. We know from this Pasuk, Noisar is, you have to burn, you can't eat it. So it's extra pasuk. This pasuk says Lo Yachal Kaidashu. So what do you need it for? So if you don't need it for that, you need it for that. Throw in l'shar asumim shavutari. Is that time for other asumim shavutari, which is chametz pesach and shar niskal? You don't need it for isla achila. We know that's also achila. Throw in l'shar no. You might come a sreifa called asumim shavutari sreifa. Just like this pasuk says regarding noiser that needs sreifa. Maybe all these asumim not need sreifa. I'm a kra. V'seravta sa noiser. Noiser v'sreifa been called asumim shavutari v'sreifa. So this is a new attempt at a makar that chametz pesach and shor niskal is asavahana, and it's from the psukim of noisar. We're saying you don't need it. You have a different pasuk of noisar. So this pasuk lo yachal kardeshu will teach us that it's going by chametz pesach and shor niskal. And then we know it's achila to teach us asavahana. For the Gemara, we need this pasuk. For the Gemara, hi lo yachal lahachu da'asa. Is it coming? Lahachu da'asa is coming for shor niskal and chametz pesach. It comes for Rav, it's the Shav, Gerz, Eliezer, Elazar, Dom Rav Eliezer, Lo Yoichal Ki Kaidashu. In this pasuk it says, Lo Yoichal Ki Kaidashu, and it puts some extra words, Ki Kaidashu. And that teaches us, Kosh of a Kaidash Pasul, Baal Kosh of a Loisar Salah Chilasai. What it's teaching us is that, like Rashi explains, that until now, we knew that you have to burn it, that you can't eat it, but who said you get a lav? This pasuk saying lo yoichal kodesh any psul kodesh has a lav. Rashi says going pigol v'yotzev and shrachdomei they all have a lav, and you get malchus for that. That it's a shalvi, you get malchus for lav shabaklalus, but it's a lav, and that's what we're coming to tell us. So it's not extra anymore. So what are you saying is extra? It's not extra. We need to teach us the old kachim that you can't eat have a lav. So we still don't know makar because again this amira held. Shem Rishum Levi that Lo Yochel wasn't a drasha, and the drasha of Chizki of Rabavo from the Vela and from Oisai was not good because he said the Vela going to Rabbi Yehuda, and Oisai he said because it's coming for Chulon Shishu Azara. So what's the makar the Shor Niskal Chametz Pesach's Asa Bahana? On my Abaya, Loil Mikra Kam. We're going from the first pasuk. Remember, the first pasuk says, "V'chol chatos asher yuva medoma loil moyid lechapa v'kaidish." Any chatos that has dam brewing to loil moyid, loy say ochel be'esh tisarif. When we ask the kasha, the be'esh tisarif you need to teach us that it has to be burnt in the kaidish. That's what we darsh because it says lechapa v'kaidish loy say ochel be'esh tisarif. We put in the word kaidish be'esh tisarif. That's the burn v'kaidish. So we say it's not extra. So the Gemara, yeah, there is extra words there. Loy say ochel is extra. On my Abaya, Loil Mikra Kam. Ve'epach, don't darshan from the word ve'esh tisarif. You learn from lo yisayachel. Ve'epach, lichtei ve'esh tisarif. Le'boi lo yisayachel. You don't need lo yisayachel. You don't need to pass lo yisayachel. Mal tamal lo yisayachel. Imenin legufay. You don't need it for itself because we really just established from Rabbi Eliezer that lo yoichal ki kodeshu is by every single kachim that is alive. So you don't need lo yisayachel. Imenin legufay. Then after the Rabbi Eliezer, t'ruinin lechol asurim shevetayra. We'll put it for all our surim shavutayra. When it says that, it means all isurim that have issahana. Because just to speak out again, that Basically, this would teach us that every Issa B'Torah day is Issa Hana. But like we saw in the last few letter, all the other of the Usurim have special psukim saying it's Mutar Hana, Kitzir Chem, Chumas Chem, all different things that teach us that it's Mutar B'Hana. Or by Nevela, says Mutar Chelev, all these things says a place that's Mutar B'Hana. So if we have now an extra pasuk saying Issa Hana, it's in the Gulf of Chametz Pesach and Shor HaNiskol. Because he was saying Lo Yisei Yachel is extra, because we already know from Rabbi Lazar. The pasuk says, "V'sarafta es hanoyser b'eish dafka noyser b'sreifa ain kol suim shivatayra b'sreifa." So we're saying a pshat now is that we're learning after this pasuk of the extra words lo yisei yachel teach us isa hanoy by chametz and pesach v'shar niskel. Only a popula baya. No, maybe don't tell me, oh, you have Rav Elazar, so you don't need the Lo Yisei Yachel by Chatos Asher Yuva V'Dom El Amoye. That's what you're telling me. You have Rav Elazar. But it's not true. There's a mile of having a special lab, a specific lab right here by bringing down into the Heichal. Why? Because there's a halacha that you don't get Malkus on a lab Shiva Klolos. It means a general lab that includes a lot of different things, you don't get Malkus on that. Maybe it's trying to teach us that it gets a specific lav. Learning from Rabbi Elazar's pasuk of lo yoichal kodeshu, that's a lav shiva klalus, and ain loikin a lav shiva klalus. So again, we just slugged up this pshat now because we're saying that it's not extra. Maybe it's teaching us there's a special lav lo yoichal by chadashu v'dom elamayir. They needed to teach us there's a specific lav. It's not a lav shiva klalus. From a different pasuk, it says in the pasuk, "V'habasar asher yiga b'chol tomei." Basar touches any tomei, lo yeochel be'ish yisarif. You can't eat it. You have to burn it. And the pasuk ends off, "V'habasar kol tar yeochel basar." So shein tamalim lo yeochel, mal tamal lo yeochel. Why does it say lo yeochel? Why does it say lo yeochel? Why does it say we don't eat it? I mean, in Lagufa, he said, why don't you need it? Again, the Gemara says, I mean, in Lagufa, because Be'etzem, Tumah, Basar became Tameh, we'll learn out from Meiser that Meiser Sheni becomes Tameh. Just like Meiser Sheni becomes Tameh, you're not allowed to eat. The same thing, it's a Kavachaymer, Kachim, that became Tameh, you can't eat. And therefore, it's extra Pasuk, and we're going to use it for Shahar Niskel, Chametz Pesach. Let's read it inside. What's this Kavachaymer? Which is Maisa Sheni, Umra Tairle, but Arti Mimenu Batame. When the person comes after, in the fourth year, after 3 years, and he didn't take off his Maisa Sheni, his Maisa Oni, and he's doing everything now, he's saying, Vidu Maisa, he's saying, I took care of everything. One of the things he says is, but Arti Mimenu Batame. I did not consume it while it was Tame. And Rashi brings down that that's just a simon that there's a lav. The lav of eating Maisa Sheni on Bituma, when it's Tameh, comes on the word, Loisucha Lecha B'Sharecha. And the Pasuk says, B'Sharecha Techlero Atameh V'Atar Yachdov, and that's becoming Tameh. So here it says, Loisucha Lecha B'Sharecha. You should not be able to eat it like that. You should not be able to eat it like that. And there's a Lecha of Tumas Basar, that you're not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, that's Tameh. And we learn that a Kavachayim, Ma Meiser Kalam Terle Baratven and Tameh, and has a lab to eat so why do you need a pasuk to teach us that you're not allowed to eat? We know from a kavachayma. I can tell me we know that you can't get malchus from something that's a kavachayma. Any oynish, no oynish. We learned that from a kavachayma. Why not? So there's a few pshatim, but the two main pshatim is either pshat is because since a kavachayma you're allowed to make yourself, and it's not totally in a mesora. Telling you svara, so you can't kill someone with that because maybe it's a wrong svara. Maybe it's going to kill someone and find that's a wrong svara. That's one reason. Another reason Emazir Medin is because that was the way the Torah told the Kavachaymer, that the Kavachaymer only could teach halachas. It can't bring an einish. It's more like a brisket pshat. That there wasn't the Kavachaymer wasn't said to give einishim. But upon him, either way, here you'll tell me, what are you talking about? They're making Kavachaymer, there's no Emazir Medin. So he says, no, it's even better here. There's really a hekish from Karbonos to Maisa Sheni. Hakeshu, the Chsiv, Lesucha Lecha V'Sherecha, Ma'asar D'Gonecha, V'Tiroishcha V'Tirecha, that's Maisa. Then it says, V'Choyres B'Karcha V'Tzenecha, no, V'Choyres B'Tzenecha, V'Chol D'Recha, Shidav V'Zecha, V'Zecha, means every single carbon you can think of is hookish to Maisa. Like Tosef even asks, that what do you need a hekesh for? It's in the pasuk, Lesucha Lecha V'Sherecha, it's in that lav, it says, Klar D'Kachim. Tosfos deals with that question. But Akaponim, and he also deals why it's not called a Lav Shiva Klalis. It's not called Lav Shiva Klalis, I'm just telling you, Tosfos, it's because L'Shuch Lech Vashrech is going to everyone specifically. L'Shuch Vashrech on Meiser, L'Shuch on Becharis, and this, it goes on everyone specifically. It's not a general Lav. It has a lot of things in one Pasuk, but it's not called Lav Shiva Klalis. Akaponim, the Gemara is saying is that we don't need a Pasuk for Basa Tameh because we learn that from Meiser Sheni. Samatam Alem Lo Yachel. Why did it say Le'achel by Kachim? I mean, in Le'gufay, to read in Le'chal Shumim Shavatayra, teaches us that other Shumim Shavatayra, which is Chomets of Pesach and Shara Niskal, that those things have Issa Hanav. In Inyan Le'achila, through Inyan Le'hanav, you don't need it for Achila, you put it for Hanav. Ima Kan B'Sreif, I've called Shumim Shavatayra. But just like here it says, Ve'eshi Sarif, by Abbas Shigav Chal Tameh, it says Ve'eshi Sarif, maybe here also. Zokti Mara Makra, Hanoisa, Hanoisa B'Sreifa, I've been called Surim Shavatayra B'Sreifa, teaches us that Noisa is B'Sreifa, and no other Surim and Taira are B'Sreifa. Upon him, what we're seeing from here is, our last, latest drasha is, this drasha, that L'Chaira, that from this Pasuk, Abashi Yibachal Tav, you don't need a Makar, because you learn from Maisa Sheni, Kamash V'Law, now, that this extra Pasuk over here is, teaches us Sharon Nisqa, Chavetz Pesach is, Aser B'Hanah.